He says here on page 448, Hine achar shebo'a gzeira gam al yitzias hamishpat la'poel. Hine yitzarach ha'ashkafa la'bris kulam kifi ma'sheim. Liras ma'u ha'mitzarech lahem l'fi darka ma'ya hamishpat she'yivasev l'tzarka. So now that there is a judgment, so there needs to be an overall assessment, he explains here, of what the purpose of the judgment is. Okay. Basically, he explains on the bottom here, and the idea here is that that in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to run the world with Mishpat, there needs to be a breakdown. And this is true in the way people work as well, which is, if you want to call it, it's the difference between Chesed and Din, it's the difference between Chochmah and Bina, and he's saying it's the two levels of Hanhaga as well. In Chochmah and Bina is exactly the same idea as Chesed and Din, and general and specific. So let's explain. Chokhmah is a general, is very general. It's a flash of an idea. Bina is lahavin davar mitoch davar. That means you cannot analyze davar mitoch davar until you understand the pratim of the chokhmah. Right? You have to break it down and be magdir it in order to apply it to something else. Right? You can't apply it to something else if you don't understand the breakdown of what it is made up of. So, right? So, for example, I have this amazing chokhmah that I realized that I came up with this food that people really like. And I'm selling it for a lot of money. Great. But now I want to expand the business. Okay, but I don't know what about that food people like. Is it that spice or this spice? Is it this ingredient or that ingredient? Well, what about it? Was it that it's a sweet and sour? Is it sweet as it's a sour? Is it the chicken? Is it the, is it what about it is what's making it popular? I have to now break it down so that I can apply it to other things. So the Bina is breaking down the Chachma into its parts and then applying. So too is Chesed and Din. Chesed is the original Hashpa, but Din is now taking that, breaking it down so that it can be applied further, which is the whole world has been made up. Zohar and Kev has really breaks down that also. So what he's saying over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with this type of system. Okay? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is looking at the world and he says, okay, the world I gotta get, I have to do a mishpat, I have to get the world to that place. That's the big picture, Chochmah. And then there's Hashpah of Bina, which comes and says, okay, now that that's where the world has to go, let's now break it down and see how am I gonna get the world there. So there's a Chochmah and Bina aspect of the mishpat. And after I figure all that out, I can be misado the mishpat. The mishpat will not be done without proper reasoning. The mishpat is one thing, and the reasons or the breaking it down is another. So basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to have a certain type of hashpah, and then everything has its role in bringing that hashpah about. And that's how the hashpah comes into the world. I guess what he's teaching us here is that, let's say, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm going to come up with such a good example, but like, it's not that Hashem's original das was for the world to look like this. This is after, an expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had an original das that he wants it to be a certain amount of chesed and mishpat coming to the world, a certain amount of love and din, a certain amount of hashpois coming down in order to bring that about. So then that manifests itself in now the parts. It's not like the original Ratzon was it has to be in Iran, it has to be in it. No, it's just that there's a certain idea of, okay, I have to bring out this hargish, and then that's how it breaks down. Okay? So they translate this as this assessment includes within it all the reasons behind these judgments. Therefore, if one knows what God assessed on both a general and detailed level before putting these judgments into place, one will be able to understand the reasons behind them. Indeed, when Hashem reveals his secrets to the prophets and makes his judgment known to them, he first reveals to them the general and particular forced factors that he considered before applying the whole system of judgment. Okay? So in other words, he's being mechadish here that nevuah is not just what's going to happen, but that what is the happening a representation of. So nevuah will show you that I am about to express a midas hadin, and therefore I'm going to have to send in my din a destruction to the whatever. Okay, so it comes out that if you understand this, then what governs the world is a two-pronged approach. It's a controversial general hashba, what has to be, and then how that plays out in the pratim of the world. Okay, so again, let's say I have this amazing idea that I'm going to produce chocolate. I'm going to produce chocolate. So, Lemaisa, from the beginning, I have this das to produce chocolate. Till then, I have the chocolate. That's it. And whatever I had at the end is what I wanted in the beginning. Right? Now, I go ahead and buy land in Colombia where they make coffee, chocolate beans, or whatever it's called. That's coffee beans, whatever. Cocoa beans. Yeah. So, why in the world is this guy buying land in Colombia? Well, he's making a coil and I'm like, whoa. Right? No. And then he has workers planting this. And then he's getting the cocoa. Look, we're not getting it. Right? But as a matter of fact, I have no interest in the land over there. So, if you look at it, it doesn't make sense. Why is it called land? Why does this guy own land in Venezuela? What's going on with this cocoa stuff? Like stuff sour and nasty, and doesn't do it. No step by itself makes sense. On the other hand, if you know this guy's plan for making chocolate, and he's sitting there like, okay, how's he gonna make chocolate? And he's not doing anything. You need both for anything to make sense. You need so okay. Now let's break it down. How do you make chocolate? Get the beans. It's like people working the land. You have to make a factory, right? So you have to break down the idea, and then start working on the breakdown of the idea. So the hashpoz of Kadosh Baruch Hu will come to the world. It's not like he has an interest in the land in Venezuela right now. It's because that's a way of bringing down the bigger hashpoz. So he says, in order to understand the hashpoz, you have to understand both. You have to see the details. But you have to understand which midah that detail is coming as a result of, so you understand the big picture where it's playing out. That's his chiddush here. Because I guess the point of this whole chiddush is because without this chiddush, maybe one would say, think, this is the way the world, this is what Hashem wants Ba'atzim. He wants this ra and that toiv, and he wants all that. The answer is this is not really what he wants. This is just a manifestation to bring out something bigger. Okay, now let's just we start a little late, so let's go a little further into Omar Seichel. Hine oid yesh lanu lahamik b'havanas ha'inyonim lovay atchunasim. Let's understand a little deeper. Okay? Omar ha'neshama v'adei l'chokhma yintzoy v'lamu raburiyam shol dvarim tzor harbi. Let's figure out as much as we can. Omar Seichel al-kei ne'mar amarti ech gamav yirichoy kamimeni. I think that's the first thing I understood, like, fully. Amarti ech gamav yirichoy kamimeni. We got that down pat.
I thought it was Pilsen, just
I think that we got down pat, right?
Paraduma,
You know what I'm saying? The fact that this is beyond us, I think we understand well.
huh?
Right? Vinova Elainian, Hine Mashiyoitzi Lonu Mikolasha Dibarnu Ad Koi. Oh, how do we summarize everything we learned till now? Ooh. Ki Adonai Baruch Hu Kvarshamata Shuvunelam. Mehasagas Kol Nivro of Lagamri. Hashem himself is Ne'elam. He himself, we will never have a Hasaga in at all. Anything that we're nit, anything that we could be typhus is gufa, not him. Umitzayer, anything that we can mitzayer, imagine, is also not him. Mimenu, lanu. He wanted from him to give hashpois that we could appreciate, and from them describe a certain midah of a hanhaga that comes from that hash that we. Is visible to us through that hanhaga. And through that hanhaga, now we give him ta'arim of his midos. But those are just descriptions of his hanhaga, but not of him himself. And so now the pe'ulah. He was mechadish the pe'ulah. It's not him himself. We attribute midos to him, but they're just nivra. There's a big difference between our midos and his midos. Our nefesh has a teva of those midos that it presents. But by Hashem, it's not like that. Those are just midos that he uses to act. But they're not his midos or his nature. Chas v'shalom. Umikrim nisafim. He doesn't have things that are part of him or outside or describing him. And these midos I've mentioned are nothing to do with him. It's only mitzad us, so we can understand the nature of the hashpah. In the Moira, he discusses this. Okay. Yeah. And those the midas that he uses to give hashpah is the makoyer of what happens in our world. Okay. Fine. Okay, so now we're going to start putting everything together. See, I think this is basically the last section of the Sefer, chapter 8, 9. No, it's a lot more still. I'm just like, I think he sounds like he's like now summing up a little bit. This last section was very difficult. I had a very hard time with this last section.
What do you think about that?
What's that?
Chicago.